Welcome back to the Broke Bulk Podcast. I am your favorite broke host, Macia Nunez, and I have missed you all so much. It's been a while since we've last spoken on a solo episode, but I am feeling so proud and excited to share this topic with you all. We're in the month of June, and on June 5th, I turned 25. I have officially reached my quarter life crisis, and that feels crazy to say, but honestly, I feel really blessed. Shout out to my best friend because she went over and beyond this year for my birthday. I got to go out at night with my friends, and then she threw me two surprise parties, one with my family and one with my friends. And I just felt so much love, like from my peers and the people that I surround myself with. And I feel so grateful for those people that I have in my life at this moment. I just couldn't imagine it any other way. But with that, this month I've taken a lot of time to reflect. With being 25 and honestly reflecting on where I'm at this point in my life, reflecting on the things I thought I would have accomplished by now, and then also giving myself grace and gratitude because for somebody who's 25, I can say I have accomplished a lot. But with that comes a lot of lessons that I've learned. And so this week, I will be talking about things I've learned by the age of 25. And I honestly think these lessons can resonate with anybody that's listening right now. So I do hope that you guys enjoy this episode. As always, I'm going to start off with my highlights, my lowlights, and my current favorites, and then dive deep into our topic. As you guys know, I like to start off with my lowlights, and my lowlight for this week is honestly just certain anxieties. I think I've been working on not self-sabotaging so much, and I have all these goals that I want to accomplish by the end of this year, and I think I'm just learning, which I know I touch on as far as like the lessons that I have for myself, is the whole timestamp of it all. Like, I thought my life would be just such a different place by this point. And that's okay that it's not, but I do have these goals that I set up for myself for the end of this year, and I do believe I can accomplish it, but I think I'm just getting like pre-made anxieties about whether or not they're actually going to be accomplished, and I need to definitely get out of my head with it. But as far as like a low light goes, that's definitely where I'm at mentally, and I need to take my own advice and be more present, and I promise y'all, I am working on that. But as always, I try to stay authentic with you guys as far as where I'm at mentally. And then to end on a highlight, I would definitely just say my birthday overall. Like, I know that was a few weeks ago, but I felt so much love, y'all. Like, to be able to just be in the same room as my family and my friends and just, you know, reflect on certain memories and just laugh with them and be distracted from work and anything else that may cause stress. Like, it just felt so rewarding and I just feel so thankful for it. So that's definitely my highlight. So for my current favorites this week, I know I typically suggest TV shows, but y'all, I'm switching it up for y'all. I'm going to do music this week. And the two albums I've been listening to nonstop this month have been Tems for Broken Ears. And then this one's literally new, maybe like a week ago he dropped it, or maybe 2 weeks ago. But West Side Buggy, More Black Superheroes. These two albums are just brilliant. Definitely super different from each other. For Broken Ears, I don't know why, but I feel like at this moment in my life, it just resonates with me. I believe she dropped it in 2020, but it's such a beautiful album, and she has the voice of an angel. And then West Side Buggy has been one of my favorite rappers for the past few years, and I just feel like he killed it with this album. It's like one of those no skip albums. I feel like he's telling a story, and I just feel like this man crushed it. So if you're looking for a new artist to listen to, definitely check out West Side Buggy. But yeah, y'all, those are my highlights, lowlights, and current favorites for this week. And now we can dive in to this topic about my quarter life crisis and the things that I've learned by the age of 25. So as far as the quarter life crisis goes, I definitely have touched on this topic before in previous episodes, but a lot of that sense of crisis comes from seeing my friends progress in life in areas that I thought I would have had secured by the age of 25. And what I mean by that is I have friends who have houses, who feel financially secure in their careers, who are either engaged or married or having children and starting their families, and I love witnessing that. And I don't know, but as I like reflect on my life, I genuinely, like, if you would have asked younger Mossy, she would have thought that by this age all that would have been done for her. And so it's so interesting now to be 25 and be at this point and see like, oh, I don't have any of those things. And I'm learning day by day to accept that that is okay. And that's where a big part of this episode came from, like I mentioned earlier, is just reflecting on the lessons that I have learned this year. And I'm learning to approach this area in my life with more gratitude rather than resentment or, you know, self-sabotage. I could either choose to be upset with myself that my life isn't where I thought it'd be by 25, or look at it as, hey, feel grateful for all the things you have already accomplished by 25 and be excited for what's to come. Because what I'm also learning is that it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And I am grateful for this journey. I am grateful for where I'm at, and I'm excited that you all get to also witness that with me. So I'm gonna go ahead and break this episode up into different little things that I've learned. So I wrote down a list of things, and they're not really in any particular order besides the one that I wanted to end with. But the first thing that I wrote down is that you can't please everyone. This has been such a hard lesson for me, and I touch on it a little bit in my setting boundaries episode because we're still working on that, setting personal boundaries. But you really cannot please everybody. I have a bad habit of doing that, of especially prior to this year, I struggled with saying no to people simply because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. And if anything, if you can't learn to say no or respect your own boundaries with what you can handle emotionally, physically, work-wise, you're just putting more and more baggage on yourself. And if anything, it might even create resentment towards the person that you are struggling to not please. And so that's definitely my first lesson, is you can't please anyone. There is no reward in being a people pleaser. And if you find yourself in a situation, or currently you're like reflecting even on your own life and you're like, damn, I struggle with that, just be nice to yourself, be kind, because just know you're not the only one. I was just having this conversation, I think, with my mother in the last few days, and she always uses me as an example when she's talking to other people about learning to say no. She's like, Maciel needs to work on that. And it's like, it's so true, guys. It used to be as simple as like, I had 10,000 billion things on my work to-do list, and a friend would ask me to hang out, and I struggled so hard to just tell them that I am unavailable. And now at the age of 25, I can say that I have learned to say no a lot more. I have prioritized myself, and I do feel like setting those boundaries and learning to not people please is a form of self-love as well. And so we're working on that, and that is definitely the first lesson. You cannot please everybody. The next lesson that I wrote down is that your health is your wealth. And I'm gonna keep it real. I have seen this quote so much on Pinterest, on people's stories when they go to the gym, they'll like put in a little quote, or even companies and brands capitalizing off of that quote and putting it on something as simple as a canvas tote bag. And although I've seen it so much in my life, I have never applied it to myself nor paid it any mind, especially when it comes to like exercise or physical well-being. I am not an athletic person. I will be the first to say that. And I will remind y'all of the story of me of when I was 8 years old. This was like my sign that I would never be an athlete. I played soccer, and it was like for a rec team. It wasn't a big deal, but everybody on my team knew what was up. They knew how to play the sport. I did not. And I was goalie, and I would watch all the balls go into the goal. I was that soccer player. But once it came to the end of the season, everybody on my team got trophies. And you know what Maciel got? She did not get a trophy. She got a certificate for being happy and always smiling. And if that doesn't say anything, y'all, like, I have kept on with that type of physical well-being energy. Like, I am not very active at the gym. I do not enjoy that kind of stuff. But now I'm at a point in my life where I am understanding these are things you need to prioritize. Like, your health is genuinely your wealth. And I'm trying to get back into the gym. Like, I have a membership, y'all, that I've paid for the past years, like 3-4 years. And I can tell you on both my hands maybe how many times I've gone. So I want that to change. I recognize how important your health is. And just the older that you get, I feel like you start realizing that. So I definitely want to take more care of my physical well-being, my internal well-being. I haven't publicly really talked about this. I like slightly hinted at it on my Instagram, but if you've heard my vegan episode with Emily and JL, I have an update for y'all. Your girl, as of today, has been vegan for 2 months and 1 day. I mean, round of applause, y'all. I did it for my own well-being, guys. After that episode, I did my own research. I watched some documentaries and just did more and more research, and it is the best decision I have ever made for myself. I have lost 17 pounds in 2 months, and this is the best I felt about myself, like as far as energy wise and just how focused I've been and being so conscious about what I'm putting into my body. So I feel like internally I've been working on my well-being, but now it's time to focus on the physical and become active and go to the parks for walks and be in with nature and, you know, be more mindful of like actual workouts focused on the personal body goals that I have. So I'll definitely keep you guys updated, but that is a huge lesson that I've learned, is that your health is genuinely your wealth. So the next thing I wrote down is be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And this one's a big one, y'all, because I reflect on so many opportunities I've had in my life that I've rejected or didn't attend, didn't go after, simply because I doubted my own abilities. And that's the biggest thing, is really the imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is when you doubt your abilities and you feel like a fraud pursuing these opportunities that come your way. And recently, my best friend Jenny, I wish I could have found the video, y'all, because I wanted to quote it word for word. But my friend Jenny sent me this video, and it was talking about imposter syndrome and feeling like you aren't deserving of certain opportunities. But in the video, the woman says, if you weren't ready for an opportunity, if you weren't deserving of an opportunity, you wouldn't have that opportunity to begin with. And that to me was mind blowing and honestly gave me a new perspective. Like, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's where growth comes in. That's where growth in your personal life and your career is going to come in those moments where you're handed the opportunity to have new challenges and something that you've never done before. It's just all a part of this beautiful thing called life, the journey. So if you have an opportunity at hand and you're doubting your abilities and you're feeling like, oh my God, I've never done this before, I don't even know why I'm getting this opportunity, I don't deserve it, just remember, if you didn't deserve that opportunity, it wouldn't be at your door, and it's on you to take it. Sometimes we block our own blessings by feeling so uncomfortable and not taking on certain risks. So that is definitely a huge one and something I want to work on, because even with the magazine, I reflect on, like, guys, big events. I remember there was this one event. I think it was with 2 Chainz. I've been to one event before with 2 Chainz, but I know the one before that, I had the opportunity, I believe, to interview this man. And I felt so, oh my God, I just felt so undeserving and like so scared that I would mess up this opportunity that I didn't go. And to this day, I have a list of opportunities that I reflect on that I'm like, damn, I wish I just would have sucked it up and done it, because I know that would have helped me grow as a journalist, as an entrepreneur, and become more confident in my field. And so with that all being said, y'all, be comfortable with being uncomfortable. The next thing that I wrote down is don't take anything for granted. And I want to put a major emphasis on that anything. Anything as far as your family goes, your friends, your career, the job that you have, the bed that you have to lay on. These are all things that, even your health, y'all, like breathing, your fingers moving, the mobility of your body, like these are things that you should feel so grateful for in your life. And I know we go day by day not even thinking, like, we get in our cars, we go to work, we go to sleep, and we just go on with our days and still find reasons to feel sad. And I'm a victim to that, y'all. Like, I have done this as well. But it's not okay. Like, think about how many people don't have cars, who can't afford cars or have to Uber to their job or even work to their job. And think about how many people have been searching for jobs in their field and have no luck getting it, or even just a job in general, especially at this time and age. But you have a job. Or think about the fact that at night you get to lay your head on a pillow and there's millions of people who are homeless and don't have a bed. Like, breathing, people who have feeding tubes in them right now. Like, we have so many things when you put it in that perspective in our day-to-day life to be grateful for that we shouldn't take anything for granted. And, you know, I even think, like, as far as people I've lost in my life, you guys know I've talked on about it so much about my grandfather, but I do think when I'm with my family, I immediately think about him because I'm just like, if I could go back in time and appreciate those moments. Again, it just gave me a whole new perspective. Now when I'm with my family, I just feel gratitude and I don't want to take any second with my father, with my mother, with anybody for granted. I just don't. And if you could take anything from this one lesson, it's genuinely reflect on your life and look at all the beautiful things you have to be grateful for. And I'm not discrediting your feelings or telling you you shouldn't feel sad or overwhelmed by certain aspects of your life, but on the grand scheme of things, just remember there's so much to be grateful for. So these two kind of go hand in hand, but I wrote down, and I said this earlier, life is about the journey more than the destination. And I also wrote down, patience is a virtue and to stop putting timestamp on goals. This all goes hand in hand. I am infamous for literally planning out my entire life. Y'all, I thought I was going to meet my husband by this year. I have not. That is an update for y'all. I have not met my husband. I thought I would have so much more accomplished by this year. And you know, even when I think like, oh my God, I thought I wanted to be engaged by 26 and I thought I'd be married by 28. And if I decided to start a family, I thought I would do that by 30. And the way my life's looking, y'all, I don't think that's what's going to happen. Like, I have to honestly learn to just enjoy the journey and stop stressing about the destination, because the destination is there. It's going to happen. I can visualize the life I have and I know it's going to happen, but I need to stop stressing about it and just let it be and enjoy the journey, enjoy the lessons that come with it, enjoy the people that are currently in my life. And again, it even goes in hand with the don't take anything for granted. Just feel gratitude rather than stressing. Be patient. That is so hard for me, guys, if I'm being honest. I am one of the least patient people that I know because I want to fast forward. I wish there was a button like in that movie Click with Adam Sandler where you could just click and see your life be exactly where you want it to be. Like, oh my God, I want that so bad. But I can't. That doesn't exist. So I just have to learn that there is true joy and rewards in being patient. I also feel like when you're patient, it makes you appreciate all that more once you do get the rewards that you've been longing for. So I know when the time is right and I meet my person and I have my own house and Pulp is popping, like all the things that I've been wanting for so long, I'm just gonna feel even more gratitude for when that time comes because I know how patient I've had to be for those things. And especially when I'm watching my peers get all those things before me, I don't want to have a heart of jealousy. I don't. I just want to see it with a heart of happiness for them and patience for my own goals. And the next thing I wrote down, I have an entire episode about, and that is solitude. Being alone is so rewarding. I have been single for 2 years now, and that's something I wasn't even able to talk about last year without crying because I was with my ex for so long and I thought I was going to marry this person. And honestly, if we stayed together, probably would be married by now and have a house. But I've learned why everything happened the way that it did. I still have so much respect for this person. And as far as my own life, there's so many rewards in being alone. There's so much growth and personal development and reflection that it's just so worth it. Like, this time alone was needed. It was necessary. And I'm seeing that now. And I'm still seeing that in this time that I am still single, you know, in this time where I feel like maybe I haven't met my partner yet. And that is okay. I said this in that episode too, but I feel like a lot of people fear solitude or being alone or not being in a relationship because they don't have a strong relationship with themselves. Like, being so afraid of being alone just says that you do not have a confident and good relationship with yourself. And I, in these last 2 years, I love myself. I am loving myself more and more every day. I'm not 100% confident. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I still have my insecurities and I'm still on a healing journey, but it all is making so much sense on why I needed to be alone. Like, I'm not only learning so much about myself, I'm also learning about the ideal partner that I want to have for myself. And I know, and I'm learning that more and more every day, guys, that person's not going to come for me until I am ready for it. So there's a lot of value in being alone and solitude. And I would say if you're going through a breakup or if you're tired of being single, just view it from a perspective of gratitude and try to understand what this time of solitude is teaching you. I would say try and be more in tune with yourself. Spend time at the park by yourself. Start writing, meditating, get in tune with who you are, and focus on personal development so that you're not distracted on, oh, I'm alone. It's like, no, I don't have anybody at this time. I'm working by myself to reach those goals and that vision of my higher self. And that's the way I'm trying to approach solitude now. And if you guys want to hear all more about solitude, check out that episode. It's like a few episodes back, but it is a really good one because I'm very proud to say that I reached a point in my life where I approach solitude with gratitude rather than resentment. And with that topic of solitude, I also wrote down that I am deserving of a love so big, and I don't chase love. Love is going to find me. That's been hard for me. I've had my first rejection, y'all. We're getting a little personal, and I'm not going to go into details, but like I can say when I like a guy, they usually like me back. And this is the first time I've like met somebody that I thought like, oh, this is just it. Like, this is my partner. And it wasn't. Like, this person, you know, wasn't interested in me in a way further than platonically. And that's okay. And I'm learning to accept that because one of the biggest lessons that I'm working on is with that sense of solitude is that I should not chase love. I should just attract it. And when I am ready for love, when I am ready to be in a relationship, oh, it's going to find me. And it's going to be a beautiful love. And it's going to be a reciprocated love because anybody who has felt love from me, whether that's in a friendship way or romantically, they know that when I love hard. And I put people on pedestals and I am just a walking embodiment of love. And I know that I am deserving of that love reciprocated back. And I am learning that I'm going to get that eventually. I just have to be patient. I had a picnic date with my friend Asia, and we were just writing down our goals. And I was telling her about the situation, about how, you know, I like someone and, you know, they're rejecting me and this and that. And she was just like, girl, you have to work on yourself. Like, you are going to get that love that you desire so bad when you are ready for it. And it just was eye-opening. It was very humbling. And, you know, even this person themselves told me, like, you still have a lot of growing to do. And I needed to hear that. I am one of those people I can take accountability, but I definitely needed to hear that. I realize and recognize I am not done with my healing journey when it comes to like stuff I dealt with my ex or even just on myself. Like, I am still on a journey of self-love. I don't think I'll ever stop being on a journey of self-love and embodying that. But I can say that when the time comes, I can't wait for it. And now I'm just learning to be patient for it and to just not chase. I am not going to chase a person. I'm going to attract that love that I deserve so bad. So the next thing that I wrote down is in relation to my career and my goals, and that is to be my biggest fan. How can I expect others to believe in the things I want to accomplish if I don't believe in them? Nobody else, I mean nobody, not even my closest friends, truly understand the self-work and self-development and the conversations I've had with myself or even with God about how badly I want my goals. Nobody is up front seeing me at my desk from morning to night trying to get stuff done for the magazine or like the very few amount of hours that I have in my week to dedicate to my friends just because I am so focused on making money for my own well-being and also on pursuing my personal goals with the podcast and the magazine. Nobody sees the tears that I've cried and the door closed besides myself. And so I need to give recognition to that and be my biggest fan. And those moments where I'm like, well, nobody's supporting me, my numbers aren't up, like, that's fine because I still believe in me and I don't have expectations towards other people anymore. And I'm learning to continue that mindset. I cannot hope for the validation of other people when I can just fulfill that with myself. You know, I need to be my own biggest fan. I need to believe in myself. And there's a reason that these goals were instilled in me since I was a little girl. Like, there's a reason that I wanted to start my magazine. There's a reason that I wanted to start this podcast. And I owe it to me, myself, and I, and that little girl who had those dreams to begin with to make that happen. And how am I going to do that? By believing in myself and not allowing myself to give up. So I'm going to continuously be my biggest fan. The way that the Barbs go hard for Nicki and, you know, how people go hard for Beyonce, like, if there was a fan club for Mossy, I'd be the goddamn president because I believe in myself and I cannot wait to see Maciel progress in life. And y'all need to have that same mentality. Like, whatever goals you have, even if you're feeling discouraged by the lack of outside validation, you don't need it. you have that validation within you, which leads me to my final lesson. And I thought it would be a beautiful way to end this episode. The only person who can give you what you want is yourself. I'm gonna say it again for the people in the back in case you didn't hear me. The only person who can give you what you want is yourself. And what's crazy is I have been hearing this from so many different people. And I just feel like that is validation that that's what I needed to hear right now at this moment in my life. I want to work on not looking for that outside validation, on not caring about the numbers, on not caring that I am single right now, and that is okay, because I can give myself all those things. I can give myself the support and the drive. I can give myself that love that I am seeking from an outside person, and that all starts within me. Everything I want, it's in me already. That love, that joy, like I am an embodiment of love and joy. Why am I going for outside sources for that? And so I just thought that'd be a beautiful way to end this episode. I feel like somebody out there can resonate with this, because I don't know, for the last year or so I was feeling so stuck, and I honestly think, especially with this final lesson, the only person who can give you what you want is yourself. Once I truly reach that level of self-love where I am enough for me, and I'm still working on it. I feel like I'm getting closer and closer every day, y'all. But once I'm there, once I'm so focused on my goals and I truly believe in myself and I don't let anything let me down and I don't people please, once I fulfill all these little layers of areas that I still need to improve on, I think that's when I'm going to start seeing the rewards. Like, I feel like by being so obsessive over numbers or being so sad about being single at times, like, or not being further in my life at the age of 25, that in itself is a blocking to my own blessings. So once I let those things go and continue to work on myself, yo, those blessings are going to come pouring in, and I am ready for that. And I just know the universe is not going to send me my person or that home that I want or the car that I want or that career that I want until I, Masia Nunez, am fully fulfilled and prepared for that opportunity. And in the meantime, I just have to be patient for it. So I'm gonna say one more time, the only person who can give you what you want is yourself. So stop looking for outside sources and start looking from within for the things that you have been longing for so long. Wow, y'all, like I feel so good about this episode. I'm smiling right now. Y'all can't see me, but I'm smiling really hard right now just because this episode's so beautiful. Like, I really do feel like I needed to even hear myself say these things. Because yeah, I'm 25 and yeah, I'm in my quarter life crisis, but God damn it, I have achieved a lot and I cannot wait to achieve so much more. And like, I'm like even tearing up a little bit, like saying this stuff, guys. Oh, I just can't wait. I cannot wait for all the things that life is going to bring. And I know as I work on these lessons that I've already learned and I'm continuing to learn, those blessings are just going to keep on coming. And I just hope that these lessons resonate with you all and that maybe there's an area in your life that you can even apply to yourself. Please let me know what you guys think of this episode. I am so proud of it. I'm genuinely just feeling so happy because I feel like if you would listen to my first episodes and then to this episode now, not only do I sound more confident when I say things, I know internally, like, I am happier and I'm just excited. I am enjoying the journey rather than focusing on the destination, friends. So here's to 25. Here's to my quarter life crisis, because it is a beautiful crisis right now. And I love you all. Thank you so much for the love and support you've been showing this podcast. As always, follow my podcast page at Broke Bold Podcast. Follow my personal page at Masia_Nunez. I have so much content planned, y'all, and I can't wait for you to check it out. Let me know what you guys think of this episode, please. If you've made it this far, send me a DM, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and just let me know what you guys think. And I love you guys so much, and I will catch you guys in our next episode. Bye.